You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and next week, Visionary UK are hosting their yearly conference, bringing charities from across the UK together to learn more about the sector and look for new ways to build a better future. Joining me today to tell us all about it is the Visionary UK CEO, Fiona Sanford, and a couple of the speakers who will be running sessions titled Making Sense of Climate Change, Sarah Burns and Martin Allen. Thank you all so much for joining me. So Fiona, we'll start with you. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Visionary Conference is this year? What's going to be happening? What's the plan?
So the Visionary Conference starts on Wednesday the 24th of November and runs through to the Friday. It's a really jam-packed programme, and our theme this year is Rainbows, Disruptions and Transformations. So this is, I think it's our 12th LA annual conference. So we are all incredibly busy this week, obviously, and very, very excited to welcome everyone. It's, again, for the second year in a row, it's online because it's such a big event, we start planning. In fact, we've already started planning for next year. So it's kind of planned a year in advance, and we didn't know how things were going to be. So we took the decision to keep it online. We're going back to face-to-face, we hope, next year. But this year is a Zoom event, and we have opening is our president, Lord Colin Lowe, who's a well-known face to many of the people who'll be listening in. We've got keynote speakers from Paul Evans, who's the CEO of Leadership Through Sport. We have various things. We've got Dr. Nikki Kinani, who's the medical director for primary care in NHS England. Lucy Caldicott, who is from an organisation called Change Out. We've got our fabulous quiz, which is hosted by Samantha from the Wilberforce Trust. And many of your listeners will know Dr. Amy Kavanagh, who's a disability campaigner and activist, and she is speaking on the final day. So in addition to the keynote speakers, we have a huge range of workshops. You're about to hear from Forth Valley Sensory Hub, who are doing one of the workshops. And we also have our annual Visionary Awards, that's one of the best parts of the conference. We absolutely love the awards.
There is so much in that timetable. I've had a little look at the schedule and it is really, really jam-packed. It'd be an absolute treat if you've managed to get in. Sadly, it is fully booked, so you can't attend the conference. But the point is that the people that are going to attend are going to be able to pass on the knowledge that they learn from the conference to the people that they work with, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we've got almost 500 now. So we had to close it because trying to have 500 people going to all the different workshops and keynote addresses. We also have a range of well-being sessions. We've got laughter workshop, lots and lots of different things. So the logistics of trying to allocate 500 people and making sure that everyone has a fabulous experience has been quite challenging. So yeah, we took the decision to close at that level. You know, it's an amazing gig. Everybody wants to come along, and we're really, really happy with the response that we've had.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a little bit about the themes? So there's rainbows, disruption and transformation. So what are those three things and what do they sort of mean?
So the rainbows are really about, the last year has been really difficult and challenging for all of the organisations that form part of the Visionary family. So the rainbows, there's a rainbow award which is sponsored by our fabulous partners, the RNIB, and that award is recognising the member organisations who've consistently shared knowledge, time and expertise to just make the sight loss sector even better than it already is for people who are accessing these services and who need them locally. The disruption theme and the award for that is sponsored by Guide Dogs UK, and we're incredibly grateful for that. And obviously the pandemic meant that lots of organisations had to disrupt service delivery. They had to very quickly change how they do things in order to ensure that blind and partially sighted people continued to receive services that they were very dependent on. And we were so inspired by how people did that. So this award recognises how these organisations have changed, very quickly changed what they did and made them even better than they were. And the transformation theme is about transforming, about doing things differently to connect with blind and partially sighted people in new and innovative ways. And that's, you know, that the change that the organisations have made in order to respond to a very different environment from the one that we all occupied 18 months to 2 years ago has been breathtaking. That they're just, these organisations are fabulous. Some of them are very small. And one of them is with us today, Forth Valley Sensory Hub. And the work that they have been doing, which they're going to tell you about, is pioneering. I don't think there's anyone else in the sight loss sector that's doing this in the way that they do it. And I'm so happy they've been nominated, and I'm so happy they were entered for the Transformation Award, because I think what they're doing is inspirational, and people, other organisations can certainly learn a lot from it.
So Sarah and Martin, thank you for joining us. You are here from the Forth Valley Sensory Centre, and you have been shortlisted for the Transformation Award. So congratulations, first of all, for that. Can you tell us a little bit about the work that you've been doing?
So my name's Martin. I'm the fundraising manager here at Forth Valley Sensory Centre. So this project actually started several years ago. I went along to an event with Home Energy Scotland, which is a Scottish government agency. This is an organisation which is designed to help older or vulnerable people get access to winter fuel payments, to manage their energy better. You know, it is meant to benefit the whole of society. And they also do awards to help organisations like ourselves improve their environmental standing. So I went along to this event, and they had loads of really good projects, and I stuck my hand up, being slightly annoying, and just said, is any of this available in large print or in braille or in audio versions? And the answer was, unfortunately, no. And it was like, well, this is a, you know, it didn't sit right. This is a government agency, and why are they not accessible to everyone? But we decided to do something about it. So I spoke to Home Energy Scotland. They were really keen to get on board and see how they could be more inclusive. So we worked really closely with them, and we put a bid into Climate Challenge Fund, which we managed to win. Basically giving people access to the information that they needed to make the best decision about their behaviour and how they could save money and how they could save energy within their homes.
And you're going to be running a session at the Visionary Conference next week. What can we expect from that for the people that are lucky enough to attend?
So there's two sort of sides to this workshop that we really want to hammer home. First of all, the urgency of climate change. I mean, we all know it's not an in the future problem, it's a now problem. We've heard it a million times. So we're keen for it not to be a doom and gloom workshop, but instead sort of look at challenges and potential solutions, equip people with the knowledge of climate change, but also what can we do as individuals, what can organisations do, where can we look for help. The main sort of message of the workshop is, if you don't know the choices available to you, how can you make informed decisions?
It's so important, that as well. Fiona, what are you most looking forward to about the conference?
So I'm looking forward to all of it, Ellie. I absolutely love it. You know, it's like the flagship event for the sight loss sector, and it's amazing, and it's a fabulous, it just feels so good to be there and see all the work that Visionary has done throughout the year with and on behalf of our members, all culminating in this event. It's that feels brilliant. But I love the awards. I just really love the awards, because I think the fact that it's the member organisations voting for their peers and recognising that amazing work that they all do just adds power to the strength of the collective nature of the Visionary family and what we all do for each other. So I think that's probably the bit that I really, really love.
It's a massive celebration of the sector, and it's been a really hard year for a lot of people. So it's great that we're having the chance to celebrate the great work that people have been doing, isn't it? That's what it's about.
Yeah, it is. It's very much, it's the time for all the local organisations to shine and just to show what they do in their workshops. And yeah, it's brilliant.
Absolutely. Well, thank you all so much for joining me. And as we've said, the conference this year is fully booked, but we will be bringing you some of the highlights over the 3-day event here on RNIB Connect Radio. So make sure you tune into the Daily Connect from November the 23rd to hear about all the things that will be happening at the conference. Until then, best of luck with everything. Fingers crossed the tech holds up. And thank you all so much for joining me.
Thanks, Ellie. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Ellie.